the rain came now. Maybe the gods are sad because these beautiful meetings will have a break for a week. Who knows? It's a very mysterious existence. I heard it's going to rain all week. Most probably it will be sunny next weekend. When we start, we will see. But what is important, which I have to remind you, and especially all the people who are going back to wherever they're going back and doing whatever they are doing, is to take care of yourself and this, what has been served here, because you don't know how it can change you. You have to digest it. You have to be more sensitive in your daily life. And especially now, a lot has happened, so use the opportunity to bring it into your ordinary life. Even if you have to go and work in whatever place, see if you can do it more relaxed. Don't go into the mechanical mood. Take time when you feel you start going fast, when you start getting unconscious. Take time to stop, connect again. So you start bringing it in to your daily life. It's very important that you take care of what you have, or what you're discovering. These are good meals. You have to digest it good. The best way to digest things, you take a relaxed walk, then you lay down on your comfortable sofa or bed. That's the best way. You don't need to do anything. When you have eaten something good, you don't need to do anything. Then it's already inside. No, you just have to take care so it becomes your blood and your marrows. If you start running too much around when you've been eating, then you get stomach pain. Stomach pain you get. That's no good. That's a sign you have to slow down. The stomach, he does its job. You don't need to do anything. That's the beautiful thing. It's amazing, no? Only thing you have to do is eat. Then eat and then take care. So it got digested. Then when you digest it, then it flowers. Then out of the flower, then fragrance comes. How it happens, nobody knows. But it happens. The only thing that kills the flower is the stomach pain, because then the seeds dies. Too much tight, no space for growth. Relaxed belly is very important. Buddha belly. No flat belly here, I'm sorry. Only relaxed belly. That is the danger of going back into the life. Then again, flat belly situation. You have to go to the gym now. Struggle. Beloved Suha, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me, don't hurt me no more, was one of the songs we danced to in the beginning of the Coming Together group, the first day of this retreat, and my tears started to flow. Afterwards, breathing into the root chakra, it felt like the tears had no beginning, no end, and there was a sorrow deeper than me. In one of the first satsangs, you said something like, I know, you have hurt yourself again. And I know, I have hurt myself again. But I have been wondering why I have been so hurt. Yes, it was related to this something I had going on with the man for a while. But I didn't know why I felt so hurt. I have actually nothing to blame him for. But I see that I have been holding back my love in this meeting because of my ego's fear of being rejected, my ego's arrogance towards man, my ego's pride. And I realized that to hold back love is to hold you back, is to hold life back. Maybe it is not so strange that the flow in several parts of my life has stopped lately. In satsang today, I suddenly remember something I wrote after the retreat in Nepal. Something about, if it's God who is dancing in me, who am I to control the dance? If it's God who is laughing inside me, who am I to hold back the laughter? Something like that. And it hit me, if it was God who was making love, who was I to hold love back? And if it was not God, it was not love. And then, why was I there? Good question. I'm a little confused over these chakras. It often feels like I'm standing upside down and that my crown chakra is rooted, but my root chakra is not yet crowned. It sounds like many people can relate to that. Please, please take over me. I don't know how to love, how to live. I bow down to you to love. Kisses on your feet, Savini. What is love? For the first, is not what, it is. What is the mind? It asks what, how, but. Then thinking is there. What? Explain me, how does that apple taste? How? What? No, you have to feel it. Then you can say anything then. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. It was one of the songs we danced to in the beginning of the Coming Together group in the first day of this retreat. And my tears started to flow. Afterwards, breathing into the root chakra, it felt like the tears had no beginning, no end, like there was a sorrow deeper than me. Yes. That's why people don't want to feel. This is what we've been talking about. That's why people are afraid of emotions. Because these chakras, root chakras, is very much damaged, very much hurt, very much damaged, much pain. And why? Because we've been unconscious. You haven't been treating them well. So the only way to go through it is with the understanding, it's with the trust. It is only with the courage to be ready to look. Otherwise, nobody looks at it. Because you can function on the surface, even without ever feeling the pain, even without ever feeling the tears. That is how ordinary people live. They're living fine, but they're never in touch with the pain. They don't have the understanding and the courage that they need to clean it out, that they need to understand it. And the only way is to go into it, to understand it, to feel it. And it can go very easy, depending on the understanding and the depending on how ready you are to let go, to let the healing happen. Because, of course, the healing will change you. So if there is not a total readiness of change, of transformation, then it can't happen. You have to go with it effortlessly. It has to be a let go understanding and welcoming. But then you can't behave like you have been doing when you're unconscious. Because the healing happens because of consciousness. It means, no, you're growing, you're going higher. So if you don't understand it, or if you want to hold on to the old and at the same time trying to transform, it doesn't work. That's why people is all individual. How much time and how much struggle people do on this journey. Yes, breathing into the root chakra, it felt like the tears had no beginning, no end, like there was a sorrow deeper than me. Yeah, the sorrow is deeper than what you think is you. That's why these emotions are very beautiful, because they are more real. But you don't dare to go there, and you don't dare to show it if there is no trust, if there is no love. If there is a love, if you feel this love, deeper than yourself think who you are, then you can allow it. In one of the first satsang, you said something like, I know you have hurt yourself again. And I know I have hurt myself again. We are very good to hurt ourselves. And how come? Nobody wants to hurt themselves. Then how come we hurt ourselves? Because we are unconscious. Because we function as a repetition. Then you always come to this point, oh, how could this happen again? How could I do this again? Because you've been going in a circle. You haven't understood the lesson. You need again to come back into class. Then when you have understood it, then you move. That's how it is. But I have been wondering why I have been so hurt. Yes, it was related to this something. I had been going on with the man for a while, but I didn't know why I felt so hurt. I have actually nothing to blame him for. This is just the other side of the coin. Either you have to blame the other, or you have to blame yourself. This is the two ways of the ego. Either you blame the other or you blame yourself. When I say it comes to a point where you're tired, that means no, you're tired. It's stupid to blame others, it's stupid to blame yourself. Wake up is the way. That is the only way. Wake up. Don't waste the time in blaming. And don't waste the time in feeling guilty. But I see that I've been holding back my love in this meeting because of my egos. My ego's fear of being rejected, my ego's arrogance towards man, my ego's pride. Yeah, because this love, it's not love, it's just an ego game. And then all these people, these nasty people, are involved in the game. Fear, arrogance, pride, rejection. This comes with the ego. In love, these things doesn't come there. Yes, it might come up in the purification. Because you are only used to horizontal love, but there is another love that is vertical. But that is so new and is very shocking. So then, when you start even coming in the closeness of that which is here and now, then it takes time, because all these old games and all illusions and pride and arrogance and hurt, they will go on. And that's how all so-called lovers is functioning, and hurt each other or hurt themselves. Because it's not love, it's lust in the name of love. And if it's love, yes, you have to learn from love. But then you have to go through this purification. Yes, love will crown you, so will it crucify you. Dunk, dunk, dunk. But then, even in spite of the pain, if you have love, if you have a beloved, if you have a master, then you can trust that more than you trust yourself. It is something so tempting that in spite of your pain, you come closer. Because it's very easy to be unconscious. Yes, it's a taste of love, but it's very easy that it just goes into lust. And that's why nobody is satisfied, because they meet on that. Lust instead of love. And then as soon as you get what you're after, then it's nothing left. That is what I call the doggy-doggy syndrome. No? Many men, some women also, but more it's the male kind of syndrome, they're hunting. It must be from the old caveman, they say. Hunting, then they get something, then it's useless. And then they play this love. But all they want is to get in the pants, no? That love, I love you so much. And then the next morning, how much love is there? How much love? But love is not so cheap. And if you come closer to love, then you have to learn, you have to go through all this, and then love, its ways might be hard and steep, but it's well worth it. And even if you try to give up, if you have a true somebody who loves, then it will remind you, don't give up. It's okay, I know how it is. You're going in the right direction. We are going higher. Then we can start communicating more and more in love. And that will last forever. That is how, because nobody connect in that love, it cannot last. If it is a connection in that, then everything will last then. But that, you have to be mature, you have to be evolved, you have to be truthful. You have to show yourself, and you don't know who you are. So that is why meditation is so important. Because that is the way to find yourself. Then you can start communicating more and more from that. Then no more trips done. Then only the love connection. Then whatever is happening, will be real. But you have to learn the ways of love. That's why all the mystics and the masters say, don't get lost in the emotion, don't get lost in desire, don't get lost in lust. There's nothing wrong with it. It's natural side of life. But don't get lost in it. Don't think it's real. Have a deeper foundation. And even if you don't understand, love understands. And it can never give up. How can you drop? How can you drop love? Impossible. You cannot. Maybe you can take a break, you can hide in the cave, but you cannot drop it. It will be there waiting outside. Hey, you're coming out again now. Mm-hmm. It's nice outside, it's flowers. Or you want to go back in the cave? Okay, I will wait. Just yesterday, Amrita was here, we had a nice meeting. I've been waiting for another 7-8 years. He said, thank you for waiting for me. What can I do? That's how it is. You just have to wait. You don't understand. The love doesn't understand why you are in the cave. But the worst thing is that you even don't understand. You don't understand why you are in the cave. And love is confused. Why is it there in the cave? No, you don't know why you're in the cave. Okay. But love loves you, so you have to wait. Maybe one day, one fine morning, she comes out. Then I will be here with flowers. Then happy. Why have you been so long in the cave? You have not even been meditating in the cave. What have you been doing? And they say, I don't know. But no, it's so nice to be outside. Thank you for waiting. Okay, come. Let's have ice cream now. Just like in the old days, no? That's very good. That's how it is. And this is very fragile in the beginning, because it comes and it goes. That's why I say you have to take care of it. Because it's very easy to lose. The habit of unconsciousness, of sleepiness, is very strong. It's very easy to lose it. Sometimes you even get angry. You get angry with your beloved. You get angry with love. Oh, I get so frustrated. I don't get what... Yeah, but love knows. No, love only knows love. Maybe you know other things you think. But love knows what to do. So this is the purification. The fear of being rejected, my ego's arrogance towards man, my ego's pride, and I realize that to hold back love back is to hold you back, is to hold life back. Maybe it's not so strange that the flow in several parts of my life has stopped lately. Yeah, but that is good. And it's even good to hold things back. To start contemplating, what am I doing? If something doesn't work, it doesn't feel right, then stop. Meditate, contemplate, what is happening? That is the only question for me, for right and wrong. There is no right and wrong. But if you feel happy, if you feel more relaxed, then it's right. If you feel more these strange parts and things stop and pride and stuckness, that means maybe it's time to turn around. Or at least stop. In satsang today, I suddenly remembered something I wrote after the retreat in Nepal. Something about, if it's God who is dancing in me, who am I to control the dance? If it's God who is laughing inside me, who am I to hold back the laughter? Something like that. And it hit me, if it was God who was making love, who was I to hold love back? Yes. But in the dance is only you. In the laughter is only you. In that love, maybe it's someone else. And as soon as someone else, then problems. Then problems appear. Because then there is you and someone else. And how can these two somebody meet? The only way is that they are more and more nobodies or lover. But for that, the path is hard and steep. And not everybody wants to go there. They want to be happy, they want love, but they don't want to have hard and steep. What to do? Then they get the leftovers. If it was God who was making love, who was I to hold love back? And if it was not God, it was not love. And then why was I there? No, you have to ask yourself, why was you there then? And that's why it's so important to lose yourself in different ways, in laughter, in dancing, in crying, because then it's easy. In Tantra, they have this experiment to meet. But in the West now, they just use it as a desire. People are teaching Tantra who has no idea about Tantra. People are having satsangs who have no idea about satsang. Some understanding, little thing have happened, but it's not integrated. When people, the old Tantrikas, when they came together, then they were finished with all desires then. They were already old, mature meditators. They had already tested, they sit naked and look at naked women go by, naked men go by. Who cares? Then they could go to be together. Because no desire. This kind of Tantra, the West doesn't like that. Because then a hard and steep preparation to meet. Then you can meet more as two beings instead of two minds or two emotions or two dreams. You have different dreams. So a true friend is one who doesn't get involved in all these things. He reminds you. I want to show you more than that. I have something else that can last forever. I know you are looking for that. I know you are looking for that love that lasts forever. You have burnt yourself so many times. You didn't find it. Yes, I could even meet you there, but I won't, because then it's very difficult to rise. First, rise. Why was I there? I don't know. Why are you here? I don't know. But you are here. And it's far out. And maybe this is one of the best places to be, if I'm here or if I'm there. I'm a little confused over these chakras. It often feels like I'm standing upside down, and that my crown chakra is rooted, but that my root chakra is not yet crowned. That is how I see many people. And that depends on so many things, because, like I said before, you are not new here. Very few people who get interested in satsang is new. So you've been working before. And maybe you worked on different chakras, maybe different energy centers before. So some centers is more developed than others. All this you will remember, or you don't even need to remember it like a thought, it just happens spontaneous. That is some things that you like, you feel very natural for you. And if you had worked much on other chakras, which is normally in the spiritual tradition, then they forget about the lowers. But this time is the question about harmonious human being, harmonious man. That's my whole vision, to make you whole. Not just enlightened up in the coconut. And you don't know what the lower chakras are doing. No, enlightenment of the whole being. That is the new man, the new woman. Then there is no conflict. Otherwise, your enlightened coconut wants to do something, but your hoo-hoo wants to do something else. Yes? If they are in tune, then there's no problem. Then there's no conflict. And this is the big challenge to understand. And that's the reason why all the mystics said, don't be a slave of your mind, of your desire. You have to understand it. And when there is imbalance, then it's beautiful. If the seven gets in the first, then it's beautiful. Then the first even gets transformed. But only if it's only the first that even goes in the seven, then no good then. So most people, they are upside down and topsy-turvy and halfway laying down and all these different things. And it takes time to balance it. That is what is happening here. You're getting more and more into balance, into harmony. Then you understand all these different sides. Then something that you might have forgotten for lives, it has to be looked at. Because that is the possibility to live happily in balance. But then you have to understand all the different layers. But that is normal. My crown chakra is rooted, that my root chakra is not yet crowned. Because the crown chakra, that is awareness. When you're in touch with that, which can happen easily in satsang, then it's no problem then. You are connected. You are connected to the whole. The challenge is always when you come down, how you function in your ordinary life here in the physical universe. For thousands and thousands of years, people wanted to disappear. Many of you who even come here, it's always been like that. You had so many problems, so much suffering, you want to go out there. Hoo-hoo, angel situation. No, you have to be here and there. That is the whole quest. You have to function here like angel. That is much more difficult. That. Not just go to No. You have to be here and there. Feet on the ground, head in the sky. Hoo-hoo, heart in the middle.
Hi, hi.
Balance. Please take over me. Yeah, that I do. And that you know. I don't know how to love, how to live. That is okay. This is what's happening here. If you had known, why would you be here then? That's fine. But very quickly you remember. It's a little line. That is what I don't know how to love, how to live. No, because nobody's been teaching these things. Nobody's been teaching us the most important. All kinds of other nonsense they've been teaching us, no? I don't know how to love, how to live. No, the sannyas is that second birth. That's why it's a second birth. And then you don't know that when you're born, you don't know how to behave. You have to start walking then, no? How a baby? You can't expect a baby, hey, stand up. The baby does not. It's like, you have to go down to the baby, and first you start crawling, no? Then when the baby can walk, then you take the hand and then you go for a walk. This is cozy. Then he look at you, I trust you, I love you. He says, okay, come. Then you sit on the back, then very nice. Woo! Then he feel very good. I'm higher than you, very happy. Then it's a trust, it's love there, it's love. Then you can take the baby anywhere, then it's nice. But that is a love with no lust, it's just love. It's just trust. No? Then we have forgotten that. When you realize that again, then you're on the right track. And that is so much more satisfying because it gives you peace. It gives you peace. I bow down to you to love. Kisses on your feet. Yes. That's why you should be very careful who you kiss, no? Haven't you heard? The prince turned into the frog, no? You must have. You like the stories, no? But if that happens, then it must happen the other way also, that the frog turns into the prince. Who knows? So sannyas, that's the new birth, a new start, now in awareness, not just in unconsciousness, but more alert. This is the whole beginning. Then, how can you learn? That's why they say, Buddha said, I'm just a midwife, no? Buddha is a nice midwife. When you come out, the baby come out, then the Buddha is there. He was like, yigi, yigi, yigi. First we play and crawl around, then we go for a walk, then we dance, then we go in the mountain. That is the only thing that is happening here. I'm just here for that, to awaken that sacred heart again. It is there, but it's forgotten. Forgotten language. Kisses on your feet, and kisses all over. That you only find when you go in, then that's why meditation, then out of that understanding, more love. And who knows about meditation? Who knows about going in? Then you start trusting yourself then. You're listening more to your own self than you're listening to the program and the mind and all the things that is big blah 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 running around and all the things they do in the movies. No, you are touched with something deeper now. But not to take it too seriously. Sabine. One thing is for sure, you were in the right valley in the whole world. Savini was living here, and then this kind of gang came up here. Amazing. Just like your Gita, then I had to go there, and she was there to take care of the pusada, no? What kind of man is this coming out there in the bushes? You want to see my parrot? Okay. Then we coming, then Savini is living here. Almost finished, almost. Just the last thing, otherwise finished. And look now, very good. Healthy and happy. You can fall in love and you can race in love. Everybody knows only falling in love. That's why they hurt their noses. Racing in love is more difficult. But then you get the overview then. Falling, you don't see. Racing, you see them. You don't know about that. You only know Elvis. This is new school now. Beloved, so I'm so happy I bought the house here in Hedon so I can have a closer look at myself. This week has been quite tough for me, but I got the possibility to have a closer look at my isolation, and I can feel inside more understanding is happening, and some respect for myself is on the way. In this moment, I feel more clear, like something has been washed away. Again, this clarity is of the highest value for me. It took me 10 years to decide where to live and buy a house. Now I have decided. I am here. It's not so easy to find spots like this on the planet and to understand the value of it. After going to heaven in Pune in 1999, it has been impossible for me up to now to find something of the same taste, something that made it worth settling down. These last months I have felt a strong pressure in my third eye, many times during satsang. I don't know what it is, but it feels good. Like an extension of you, touching the third eye. I have rested a lot these days, and it has been so good. My house is close to a very beautiful part of the river, and I'm surprised to find myself surrounded by so much beauty. I must be lucky. I must be more lucky than I still can understand. Thank you. With love, China. Very nice, China. Huh? Even China is settling down. Huh? That is beautiful. Huh? It's a time now. You've been all over the place. Huh? Very beautiful. Sometimes it takes time, and you knew that you were looking for something, but things happen at their own time. It took 10 years to decide where to live and buy a house. Yeah, let it take as long as it will, because this you can't decide. It happens. And when it's right, then you are happy. That is what happened now. No, you can't believe it. How beautiful it is. Because no, you are ready to see the beauty. Otherwise, people buy houses everywhere. But they are not happy because of that. Hoi, 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 you have one more children. It's not easy to find spots like this on the planet and to understand the value of it. No, you can live here, you can live there, it doesn't matter. Many times I've been in the most beautiful places, if it's in Brazil or if it's in India or if it's in Thailand. People don't know. In the Himalayas, I have some of my favorite places. People don't appreciate it. They can't understand why we are there. Many people I know there, I lived in Manali, they don't understand why you come here. We just want to go there to your cities. Because they haven't had the suffering of the cities. They don't know the hassle of being someone. This comes only 10 years, that's nothing. 10 lives. Where's Anandita? Hee hee. 10 years, I was remember Anandita. She knew about his old friend of Mangala. 10 years it took. Look how happy she is now. Who knows? But now you both know here. And look now, nice valley it becomes. No, Savini, you like your new neighbors? Huh? Hmm? Is it okay we move into your valley? Okay. Mahant, is it okay? Yeah? Dhamma? Good? Where's Gangi? She's not here. Look, many people here also in Hedan, they're taking sannyas. These last months I have felt a strong pressure in my third eye. Good, because now you start seeing a different way. Good sign. Now you settle down. Thank you, with love, China. I'm very happy, China. Very good. Yes, yeah. When you are happy, I'm happy.